everyone, this is Yarek with your life coaching tip for the day. And here it is. If you need to cut your toenails, do not chew them off with mouth. It is not good because they get all jaggedy. And if you need to kick someone to get them away from you, you may draw blood. And you don't want to do that. You just want to have them go away. Okay, that's number one. And more importantly, number two, cut your toenails outside if it is not snowing or, you know, raining or hailing or sandstorm. Because when you do it outside, it is like meditation. You hear birds chirping. You hear squirrels chirping. You can pet your yak. It is very soothing to soul. And you don't care where toenails fly. They can fly here, over there, wherever. And also, it doesn't matter because birds will eat them. And it is very nutritional for many types of birds, the toenail. It is protein and carbohydrates and sugars and all sorts of other nutritional items. Now, there are some birds where it is poisonous for them, but we don't worry about that because we don't like these birds anyway. So now, this is what you do. Now, so don't cut toenails in house, though, because people go, hey, gross, look, there are toenails stuck in rug. Do it outside. You don't do it outside. There are so many environmental good reasons for doing it. Okay, that is my life coach tip for the day, and I gave it for free. Hit me up at YarekLifeCoach.com. Okay, good luck. Kevin, this is Yarek. I love questions about fries. Okay, first, I went to McDonald's. Oh, disgusting fry. It is like if in Kazakhstan we took a bucket of yak butter and left it in sun for 2 weeks, and then everyone in village pissed in butter, and then you cook fry in there. This is what McDonald's French fry tastes like. Disgusting. My favorite French fry, my favorite one, is I went to a baseball game, Giants of San Francisco. I don't understand the Giant thing. They all looked like normal size people, but they had garlic fries. Oh, I love it. I breathe in my wife's face. Oh,
yay.
As you can hear from this following call from Olga, you can tell that my life coaching expertise, it makes women sometimes feeling very hot for Yarek. You can hear it in her voice. It is very subtle, but you know that she wants the big schlumozzles. And this is good. She also said she wants to be on my trampoline. This is where I live, and this is where she wants to be. So I'm feeling like I am making so much progress. You can listen if you like. Here is Olga from Russia.
Yorick is Olga. Меня зовут Ольга. Как вас зовут, Юрик? My darling, how is you going? What is on your station? Is yay, bop, bop, bop. Yay, bop, bop, bop. Blah, blah, blah. What is that? It's very strange. Listening. Georgie D, she's having the Wednesday Vinge on her station, and I'm doing big complaining, Yorick, because she doesn't listen to me. Please, can you be calling in and telling Georgie D all about Russian women that drink vodka, not gin, okay? She does not be understanding. Yorick, please help. Love your station. Yorick, I wish I had a station of my own. Want to come to trampoline with you.
Yes, so Ogle, my darling, I will make sure that Georgie did give you everything that you want, including your vodka. What is this gin? Gin. This we do not drink. This is cow piece. This is yak piece. This is piece from everything. Olga, you just do your calling to me, and I will be depending you to know that you are the one who needs my regulations. Okay, Olga, thank you, and you are the best. Mwah, 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 like they say here sometimes. I saw some women doing this at the grocery store. They're like, bye, see you later, mwah, mwah. I thought it was very funny, but I like it. Okay. Goodbye, my dearest.